Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey guys, me Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark, and I'm joined by Congressman Jason Crow of Colorado. He is kind enough to talk about, when we booked this, we were going to talk about Trump's military parade. But like all things, there's like four or five existential stories.
We wake up every morning and decide what we're going to do the rest of the day these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that intervened.
There's a lot of stuff.
Well, I appreciate you joining me and us. So, Congressman, let's start with the parade. It's happening. We're recording this on Tuesday. It's happening on Saturday. Tanks are rolling into our dear city. I've seen them. The appetite here is one of, I don't know, how would you put it? It feels very ominous to a degree, but maybe you have a different take.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's an ominous cloud hanging over the city generally, so it's hard to tell whether it's a parade cloud or just the general Trump cloud. Listen, I'm an Army veteran, you know that. I love my home branch. It is the best branch in the military by far. The 250th anniversary of the Army, which we're celebrating on the 14th, which actually precedes the country, right? We're older than the country. Is something to honor. It's something to actually hold up and to celebrate. And I'm going to be celebrating it too. But there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. And like so many things the administration does, it's overkill, it goes overboard, and it loses the forest through the trees. You know, we're going to spend...
In what ways do you think it's overkill? Is it that he's also celebrating his birthday, or is there something more to it?
Well, there is that. And we all know the real... Listen, the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps is coming up too. And right. My guess is they're not going to be rolling tanks past the White House for that one, right?
No.
So, there's no coincidence here. The man wants pomp and circumstance and to have his ego stroked on his birthday. There's no doubt about it. We've never done anything remotely like this in the country, right? We literally, I just went for a run down the National Mall yesterday, and it's all gated off. There are concrete barricades. They're going to be lining the streets with steel. There are, tanks being pre-positioned that have been sent by rail from Texas that are in the Navy Yard. Like, this is crazy. This is crazy. And it's going to cost $50 million. They are blowing through money like it's free in this administration. $50 million for a parade, $140 million to send Marines and National Guard to LA, $25 billion for Golden Dome, a missile defense system that nobody asked for, $1 billion for airstrikes against the Houthis, which were completely ineffective. Like, money is free and doesn't mean anything, apparently, to this administration.
Now, the I don't know if I want to call it a trap, but I think for the purpose of this, it's called a trap. It seems like there's a trap being set, frankly, which is this whole patriotic fervor. We're celebrating 250th anniversary. We have tanks rolling in. We're going to – and Trump's telling – celebrate the victories that we've had, including in World War II, which we've never celebrated before, according to him. And it makes – puts Democrats in a bit of a bind, or at least that's what he wants, in which you complain about the cost. You say, well, this is overkill. This is over the top. And he gets to say, well, you don't want to celebrate our country? How do you navigate what seems to me a fairly obvious trap being set for you?
Yeah, well, what I do is I talk about the fact that Trump has repeatedly maligned veterans and our combat soldiers. He's called us suckers and losers. He's refused to go to the cemetery where our brothers and sisters are buried in Europe because it was raining that day. This man has no understanding of selfless service. He has no comprehension of what it means to serve and do something bigger than yourself. Obviously, that's why he's throwing a parade on his birthday. He sure as hell wouldn't be doing it if it weren't his birthday. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And listen, that's why I also say honoring these things is important, right? But there's a right way and wrong way to do it. I just talked about all the money that's being spent on this. Mm-hmm. when, you know, the Secretary of the Navy just went to Guam a couple of weeks ago and visited barracks, and he has initiated a Navy-wide review of barracks because he said they were inexcusable. He was shocked by the state of the barracks. And I've seen that myself in my visits around posts. Our service members are living in places that nobody should be living in some barracks. And this administration literally just took, this is crazy, literally just took $1 billion that's specifically earmarked for barracks repair and construction to fix this crisis of housing for our service members. And they're reallocating it for the border, right? A border that they say is already secure.
Yeah.
And then all the other money we're spending. So it's great. And then they're cutting veterans' jobs. They're slashing VA healthcare and services. And I have veterans in my district who are having a hard time even getting appointments and getting through to anybody. And they're going to cut another 80,000 jobs at the VA. It's crazy.
And then turn around and spend $40 to $50 million on this parade. Trump today was talking about the parade, and he had this kind of ominous line about protests. Didn't distinguish between nonviolent and violent protests. He's just a protest in general. He said, if you show up in protests, we're going to confront you with, you know, forceful confrontation for the protesters. Obviously, that seems well beyond, you know, the law. I think Chris Murphy had a response to it being like, he's just trying to intimidate you, show up, make your voices heard. I know you're going to say, yes, do that. But like, talk a little bit about in the abstract, this idea that protests should be confronted, that you can't protest this. And what would you say to Democrats who are kind of curious about going out on Saturday? Because I know just from talking to them, a lot of them are worried about showing up in D.C. They're going to show up in other cities, and there's all these non-king protests in other cities.
Yeah.
But they are worried about showing up in D.C.
Well, let's look at some of the history here, which is really important. You know, when the January 6th insurrectionists were attacking the Capitol and threatening the lives of me and my colleagues and trying to derail the certification and brutally beating 140 police officers, several of whom later died from their wounds, they slow-walked the mobilization of the Guard. Then fast track to when there was a protest outside of Lafayette Square protesting him when he wanted the active duty military to clear that out and shoot the protesters. Remember, this is why he ended up not liking Chairman Milley, Mark Milley, because Milley said no, right? He's not going to do that. And
Esper recounted that in his book. He said, but I get that. I understand there's no through line for Trump. It's all about, you know, are the protests of him or with him? But what is your message to those Democrats who say, I don't feel comfortable showing up in Washington, D.C. on Saturday?
Yeah, I can understand that. I can really understand that, right? Because so much of what this administration does is about intimidation, is about suppression. When I look at the mobilization of the Guard and sending in, you know, active duty Marines to LA.
Right.
Uninvited. The mayor and the governor have been very clear that they're not needed, right? There's very questionable legality around this mobilization. They're doing it to send a message. They're doing it to chill protests and dissent. And if somebody disagrees with them, guess what? We have a bigger stick. Is their message.
Right.
That's the message. So I understand why some folks would feel uncomfortable. And that's why I'm encouraging people to find other ways to honor our Army and to find real ways. You know, go to a veterans nursing home and volunteer, serve a meal, go plant a flag at your local veterans cemetery, go visit a VFW, chip in. You know, service is the best way to honor folks, in my opinion. Rather than sitting there and watching a bunch of tanks roll down Pennsylvania Avenue, which, by the way, we've learned from Russia, Ukraine, that tanks really don't work anymore, right?
You got to use drones, man. Get with it.
You know, there's nothing with a shorter lifespan along the forward line of troops in Ukraine than a tank right now, right?
Yeah, like, seriously.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
It is nuts. That actually is a good segue to Pete Hegseth, who was on the Hill today talking to the appropriators. Asked both about the Ukrainian use of drones, which he had some sort of diplomatic answers, but also about what's happening in LA and the money that's going to that. And I think it was, what, $140 million to deploy this unit to LA. What do you make of Hegseth post the Signalgate scandal, now having to deal with this? Obviously, very little confidence from Democrats in his ability to do the job, and a lot of fear, frankly, that he's just acquiescing to whatever Trump wants with respect to the use of military on American citizens in America's second biggest city.
Yeah, well, the man is a disgrace. First of all, most of his senior staff.
What do you really think?
Yeah. I'm going to try not to hold back, Sam.
Okay.
I know I'm. I
have this is YouTube, filter. So you can let it go. It's not.
I didn't
cable.
Sleep well last night. Whatever little filter I had is completely gone.
Okay.
I mean, listen, the man is a disgrace, right? I mean, let's look at this, right? Most of his senior staff have resigned and become disgruntled employees. Right. And he said, well, they're disgruntled. Like, well, listen, you hired these people weeks ago. You hired these people. I mean, you are disgruntling people at a rapid pace. Right. They shut down all media reporting. Literally, a right wing blogger and media person known as the MAGA girl, who was hired into the DOD, resigned and says, I can't use that word. I can't use this word on. This is a circus. I'll say this. It's a circus. It's a circus. Instead of a blank show. That's what I really wanted to say.
You could use shit show.
Like,
it's fine.
No. Okay, shit show. Right? She's like, this is a shit show. Like, and Mega World should be up in arms because there's no transparency in the DOD. And like, how is that a conservative value or even a mega value that there's no transparency and accountability in DOD? Right? They've called for accountability in DOD and there's none.
Right.
So no personnel. Nobody's minding the shop. They've shut down any public reporting and transparency. All the guy tends to do is run around and do PT with troops.
He does a lot of that. Yeah.
He does a lot of that. But while he's skipping NATO meetings, by the way, to do that. And listen, I love doing that. I actually PT whenever I have the chance when I'm traveling around with the troops because it's fun and they love it. I love it. It's a good thing to do. But, you know, don't skip a NATO meeting to do it would be my general guideline. Right, show up to important meetings that bear on our national security should be a no-brainer.
Yeah,
the guy is operating with impunity.
Well, that's the thing; it's the impunity, right? It's like this kind of has exposed to a degree how much we just sort of rested on the good intentions of the people that served, right? Because when it was Esper or anyone else in that role, we were like, well, they're rational people, and they will say no. And in this case, we very quickly, within a couple months, got to a place where the DOD secretary said, yes, we will send the military. And I want to challenge you a little bit because I think this does raise some real questions for people in your position, the opposition party, which is I've heard a lot of people say, you know, the situation in LA, it's a distraction. They don't want to talk about Medicaid. They don't want to talk about budget cuts and DOGE. They don't want to talk about Elon. They don't want to talk about cutting taxes to the rich. They want to talk about immigration. And they want to have this fight. And I guess there's something to it, right? He polls better on immigration than he does on the other stuff and so on and so forth. But to a lot of other people, it's not a distraction. It's existential. It really comes down to like what we stand for as a country and checks and balances.
Right.
What do you make of this tension? Is it a distraction?
Well, it's really hard for our country right now to actually have nuanced conversations about difficult issues, right? And so I'm going to try to have one.
Sure.
Right. And this is what I'm going to say is overwhelmingly, those protesters were peaceful. Overwhelmingly. Right. They said, you know, not in our name. You're abusing our community. You're targeting innocent people and women and children. And I stand by those folks. Was there some violence and property destruction? Yes. Is that unacceptable? Yes. Right. And should law enforcement crack down on that? I mean, I saw the pictures, burning cars, vandalism, people going after police. That is unacceptable, right? But that doesn't represent the vast majority of the people out there that were standing up and exercising their First Amendment right, right? And local law enforcement has the duty to enforce the laws and to restore order when they need to, and they were doing that. And the mayor was very clear, and the governor was very clear. So this administration was just looking for the opportunity, just chomping at the bit for an opportunity to send troops in and flex its muscle and send a message and intimidate. That's what this is about. This isn't about restoring law and order. It's not about some kind of rebellion, right? There are three criteria. There are three instances in which the president can do this, right? An invasion by a foreign nation, a rebellion, or when local law enforcement is unable to perform their duties and restore order. right? Those are the three criteria by which the president can mobilize the National Guard. None of those three are met here. So that leads us to the obvious conclusion is why. And the why is because they want to intimidate.
Well, also, it sounds, and I mean, what you're saying is they want to bait you into this argument, which I think is fair. They do. But my question again is this something where Democrats should say, fine, bait us. Like, we, this is an argument we have to have.
I'm down with that. I'm somebody that feels like if there's something that needs to be said or an argument you need to have, then have it with strength and conviction, and don't back down. Right? I mean, so much of this is this perception that Democrats are weak. Right? This isn't my opinion, by the way. This is what data show. Right? Yeah. Like, there actually was just a poll. They're like, who's strong? Who's weak? Yeah. And being strong and having the strength of convictions and being affirmative matters.
Right.
And I think people have this perception that we think about things too much and we're too academic. And
yeah, your answers are too nuanced.
And I'm like, you know what? Okay. If something's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Let's weigh in and have the fight.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, Congressman, I appreciate this. Thank you so much. Let us know how your celebration goes on Saturday. Let's get you back on the show too. Really do appreciate this. Thank you guys for watching the feed as well. We get conversations just like this. Congressman Jason Crow, take care, man.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.